Blog Talk Radio.
Shout it, do the right dance. Yeah, the beat. I know you feel the drums.
thank you all for joining the Native Guy podcast show. Yes, that is me, the Native Guy. No, seriously, welcome to our program today. We thank you for joining us. You know, today it's one of the most entertaining ways to bring out a topic today in the world in which you want to discuss, or even to bring a light to people and those who are have like interests in which you want to discuss. You know what you can do this episode today. It's really one that I'm really happy to get to take in and partake of. It's one I'm looking forward to, and I'm going to enjoy it. You know, to get ready for this broadcast, we want to talk about the radio. I have a radio in my house, and you know, it's sitting on my counter, collecting a little bit of dust, and things are not all the way going the right that we want it. But you know, it just sits there, collects dust. I don't use it very often. Why? Because I use different things like iHeartRadio or YouTube, and I find things that I'm interested in and want to listen to and just get straight to the point. And that's what it is about our guests and what we're going to talk about. You know, many of our my friends today, we do different things on streaming radio or to the YouTube, where we're watching videos we find funny or find on our subjects. Well, why? Well, for me, it's being able to, like I say, find topics of one that I find interest in. Maybe that's what you do, and I can dictate what I want to listen to in that way. And we're going to find out why podcasting is something that we're going to find growing in the future. Why is that? Well, our guest, who is provided to us by interviewguest.com, where you can find guests yourselves to interview on your show. Naresh Vissa, you may be wondering who he is and why you'd be interested in finding his book. Well, Mr. Vissa is a media marketing publishing entrepreneur and product launch and marketing specialist in the financial sector. He works with some prominent players in the financial industry, investment publishers, brokerages, financial media, and marketing firms. He's collaborated with some of the best direct response companies in the world, as well as doing some many good things for other companies. He helped launch an online radio network. He's a number one selling author with the book Podcastonomics, the book of podcasting to make you millions. He's been featured on the USA Today, Bloomberg News, MSNBC, Huffington Post, Hindustan Times. He's the director of media strategy at the largest private and independent financial publisher in the world. Born and raised in Houston, Texas, Mr. Vissa plays a lot of chess, basketball. He plays a few instruments. He found his way to a first-degree black belt in Taekwondo, graduated magna cum laude from Syracuse University, honors program with degrees in broadcast journalism, finance, and accounting. He earned a master's degree from Duke University's Fuqua School of Business. And we welcome Mr. Vissa. How are you today, sir?
Thank you so much. What an introduction. I appreciate being on the show.
And we certainly do appreciate you for joining us today. So it looks like you've been having a really great response to your book. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. So the book was published several months ago in 2014. It was October 2014. So we're talking about 6 months ago. And the feedback has been awesome. The book hit number one on the Amazon bestseller list. It's about podcasting. It's kind of an up-to-date inside look on the podcasting industry and why it's poised to take off, but it also gives tips and advice on how to get started with your podcast, how to market it, how to monetize off it, and it walks you through step by step on all these different processes. So the feedback has been good, the reviews have been great, and I'm working on my next book, which is going to be coming out later this year. It's a book on digital marketing.
So when you were writing this book on digital marketing, I want to ask you, because it's not very easy to write a book and to write an effective book. So how can people write a book effectively, would you say?
That's a really, really good question. Writing anything, whether it's one paragraph or an entire book, can be a very daunting process. And so there are several things that writers can do to kind of get their mind in the zone, because that's really what it's about. It's not, writing is not about sitting in front of your computer and praying that you're going to spit out 30,000 words on a specific topic. Writing, It's really not. And a lot of people think that's all they think if they had more time, they would be able to write. And that's why so many people end up not writing their book, because everyone has a book in them. But it's really not about time. Instead, it's more about getting in the proper mindset and also putting things on paper when inspiration strikes. And given today's digital environment, it's no longer necessary to sit in front of that typewriter and write. Now, with our smartphones, with apps like Evernote, individuals can write anywhere on the fly. So if someone feels inspiration when they're taking the train, the subway in New York City, they can write down notes on their iPhone note app. If someone feels inspiration on an airplane traveling somewhere, they can start writing on the airplane on their iPad. So the first step, the first pro, the, really the first tip is writing is not about sitting in front of your computer. It's really more about taking action when inspiration hits you. Now, the second thing I want to say about writing is it's very, very important that people unleash themselves when it comes to writing. And what I mean by that is too many writers out there are worried about what the public is going to think about what they say. And so they write something that's very censored. That would be the proper term for it. It's very censored. But the problem with censored writing is it's not unique. There's a lot of censored writing out there on the internet, in newspapers, magazines. That's all censored. What you want to do is really dig down deep inside you and find those thoughts, find that language that is going to resonate with the audience, with the world. And you just want to let it all out. It should be uncensored, not censored, but uncensored. That's usually the best type of writing because that's where true uniqueness comes out. So I would say those are probably the two most important tips for writing efficiently and effectively.
And as you alluded to, trying to write efficiently and effectively, it's very hard to write a book. I've tried to write a book. I do a lot of cluster writing, and that's not easy to do. And as you go about trying to put a book together, can you allude to us to really how hard it is to write a book?
I'm fortunate in that I am self-employed. So I have my own small business. I also have my own startup, and I am a part of a joint venture team. So I kind of work around my own schedule. And because of that, like I said, I'm very fortunate to be able to get that inspiration at some point during the week. Now, most people, particularly my friends, given in my friends in my age bracket, they don't live lifestyles like that. They have an 8 to 6 type of job, and the last thing they want to do when they get home at 7 o'clock at night is start writing or start really using that brain because their brain is fried by the time they get home, and all they want to do is have a drink or watch some TV or play video games. That's kind of the lifestyle that people in this country take. So that is why writing can be incredibly difficult. Even if it's one paragraph or one page, like you said, it can be incredibly difficult. But as I mentioned, my lifestyle is very conducive towards the writer and the artist. So that's really, I'm not saying everyone should change their lifestyle in order to write, but I'm fortunate that I live this lifestyle. Now, what people can do, let's say you do work that 8 to 6 job. What you can do is give up your weekends because most writers I know, and I know me personally, I give up my weekends. I might give up a Saturday or a Sunday so that I can spend a few hours knocking out a couple of thousand words. That's because weekends during the week, even though I have my own schedule during the week gets incredibly busy with answering emails and phone calls and all sorts of things. And the weekend is really when everyone else they're on vacation, they're taking it easy. That's your time to kind of jump ahead of the pack and get some real writing done. And I would say most of my real writing is done on the weekends and on the late nights after everyone else is sleeping. So,
That's, yeah.
or spending time. So, yeah. So
Yeah,
that would be my
that's
recommendation.
way.
Give it a try.
Yeah, sorry about that. And I was going to ask you, you know, on this book, Podcastonomics, there that you started writing, what gave you the idea or made you want to write a book like this? Because there's a lot of useful information that people are going to find, I'll tell you what. And it's because of something that you brought out early in the beginning, and I kind of alluded to it in our introduction, was about radio. You know, it kind of collects dust here. It's actually, for me, it holds different things. It's a good place to put stuff.
And as you alluded to, there's other things that you do with your background in broadcast journaling and with radio as it is fading into the future. Do you think that radio is starting to die, would you say? Or would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, so a couple of things. Let's first talk about really the inspiration to write the book, and then we'll talk about radio. So one of the reasons why I really wanted to write the book is because so many old school media people they don't want radio to die. But the fact of the matter is that the statistics support that radio is dying. It's been a slow death, but it's slowly starting to disintegrate. And I'm not talking about just AM, FM, terrestrial radio, but even if you look at Sirius XM satellite radio, the numbers support that it's not doing too hot either. If Howard Stern leaves Sirius XM, then they're in trouble. If you look at its stock price and its price to earnings ratio, for example, you'll see that the company is struggling financially. So what does this mean? It means people are listening to alternative channels. And by alternative channels, I'm talking iPhone, Bluetooth technologies, and is enabling people to listen to things in their car through their iPhones, their Androids, their iPods, Pandora Radio, Spotify. All these are really stealing market share from the old school radio medium. Now, radio, terrestrial radio, has shifted more towards digital. It's going digital. And podcasting is a major, major player in that digital space, largely because of iTunes. iTunes is a platform for podcasters to post their shows, just like Amazon is a platform for authors to sell their books. And iTunes, everyone's heard of iTunes. The iTunes app comes on every single iPhone and iPad. So we're talking close to a billion people, or more than a billion people around the world have access to iTunes. And that presents a tremendous opportunity for podcasting as a result. And that was the inspiration of the book, because I was working with all these old school media guys and old school media companies that were struggling and still caught up in the 1990s way of doing things. And after starting an online radio station and a podcast network and seeing how much money we were making in the seven figures, it made me realize that this small online radio station is doing better than Clear Channel. It's doing better than the kind of status quo big players in the media space. And so I wanted to share my wisdom and that's why I wrote the book Podcastonomics.
And there is a lot of wisdom and knowledge in the book Podcastonomics, as I had a chance to peruse and read through the chapters and some of the platforms you've mentioned earlier. So when we're talking about podcasts, people might not know what they are. So tell us exactly, what is a podcast? Can you let the listeners know?
So a podcast is simply an audio. It's an audio file. That's the easiest way to put it. It's an audio file, usually consisting of people talking. So an even easier way to distill it would be, imagine a radio show that you're listening to in your car, and now imagine that radio show being available on the internet, and you're able to download it from the internet. That's what a podcast is. It's essentially a radio show that is available digitally and online for people to download.
And as a person who's pretty fond of the podcasting myself, and one who found the benefits of what it can do and being able to jump out and talk about different subjects, do you think that podcasting is something that a lot of people should be trying out or should be doing?
Yes, I think because podcasting is so young, it presents a tremendous opportunity. So to give you a quick, easy statistics, right now the ratio of bloggers to podcasters is 2,000 to 1. What that means is for every 2,000 bloggers there are out there, there's one podcaster. Now to add some color to that statistic, imagine Madison Square Garden in New York City. Imagine the entire stadium being filled. The entire stadium, the people in the stands would be your bloggers, and the actual players on the court playing, the 10 guys playing basketball, those would be your podcasters. So podcasting is still a very, very early stage industry. The opportunity is vast. And if you can find the right niche, the important thing with podcasting is you want to carve out a niche for yourself, whether that, and that niche needs to be very targeted. It can't be on business. It can't be on marketing. It has to be even more targeted than that. If you want to do a marketing podcast, then what you'll want to do is have a niche within marketing, like a content marketing podcast or an affiliate marketing podcast. If you want to do a podcast on sports, you want to get a little more targeted than that. Maybe a podcast on a specific team in the NBA, like the New York Knicks. You could have a podcast on that. The more targeted, the better when it comes to podcasting, because it's very difficult to find audio content that is so targeted. So if you come out with a podcast that is really, really targeted, people will find you. And that's a great way to build your following.
And that is one of the coolest things about podcasting that I am learning and becoming familiar with is the different things that you can do and actually build with it. You know, Naresh, we've had a great time visiting with you. You gave us a lot of great information before we run out of time. And where can people come learn more and find out about you and actually get a hold of this book I've written?
Yeah, the book is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. You can just go to Amazon and type in Podcastnomics or type in my name, Naresh Vissa. If you are interested in starting your own podcast and need some help on it, you can visit krishmediamarketing.com. That's K-R-I-S-H, mediamarketing.com. That's my small business that I run. I offer various marketing services. And if you want to subscribe to my free newsletter, I have a free newsletter available that provides tips and tricks on podcasting, digital marketing, and all that good stuff. You can visit the Podcastnomics website, which is www.podcastnomics.com. On that website are also links where you can buy the book. So podcastnomics.com to get on the free e-letter or the free newsletter and to get the book. So I appreciate it. I hope your listeners learned something, and it was great being on the show.
And we certainly enjoyed your visit because, like I say, this is a really exciting book, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to let our guests go. We thank you again, Naresh, for visiting us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we've been visiting our guest, Naresh Vissa, who has written the book Podcastonomics, one of the greatest books that you can read. It is now selling on Amazon.com where you can find it. It's called Podcastonomics, the book of podcasting to make you millions. We hope you have enjoyed our program today. We want you to come back again and visit us more often, as you will find different content that we're bringing. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are ending our show with a little Super Country Cowboy.
Haggard and Buck Owens, mama like the Eagles and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. When I was just a little kid, I became a hybrid, super country, evangelic, rockabilly, psychedelic cowboy. There's a new ranch on the family tree, and it all starts right here with me. Shouting, achy, breaky, bustin', move on you right now, boy. strong sense of him on Sullivan. Now he's loved by everyone. There's an FM evolution, country music revolution, LP, CD, ripped from your MP3.